Hi, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're at the section now where we're looking at the what happened to people before Christ came, that people were saved through Jesus, but what happened before Christ came? If Christ came about 2,000 years ago, what happened when people were 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago? How were people saved before Christ came? That they were saved by believing in the promised Messiah. And the question today opens up this new section, which we're going to look at over the next 3 weeks. And that is the question, how many offices does Christ fulfill as the promised Messiah? How many offices does Christ fulfill as the promised Messiah? And he fulfills three offices. Christ fulfills three offices. Now, before we get into what those offices are, we need to understand what that word means. When Christ fulfills an office as a promised Messiah, what does that actually mean? Now, this can be a little bit confusing, because when we talk about an office, we normally talk about an office as a room in which someone sits down. We have an office where I do work at church or study. This is where I go to study. This is where I go to do work. And that's, when we talk about offices, that's what it is. So we might go to our dad's business office where he goes and sits down and does work. But when we talk about an office here, we're not talking about what office, what building does Christ fulfill. We ask about what office means. So when we go, we might, hopefully you never do this, but you might go to the principal's office. When you go to the principal's office, you're going there to see the principal, right? You're going there to see a person. But when you go there to see a person, you're not just going to see any person, you're going to see a particular person who has the role of being the principal of the school. The principal of the school isn't just any teacher, they have a certain role to do as that office, you might say. Or another way to say it, you might get a letter from someone. Your parents probably get more of these letters, but you might get a letter from the Department of Water or the office or the Department of, you know, whatever it is, agriculture. And that office is set apart for a certain task to do and to perform. So a principal is set apart to do the task of principling. You know, you might say that he's the headmaster of the school, that he's to look after the school. And this is what an office means. So you might go, you know, on the top of a bit of paper, the office of the president, the office of the vice president. And this is a letter, and they're carrying out, not just, they're not sending it to you as a person, they're sending it to you as a particular role which they're called to do. So when we talk about the offices of Christ, Christ comes, and Christ comes to fulfill these offices. And in the Old Testament, we actually see these offices. Before Christ actually comes down, born of a woman, born under law, before he comes and does this, we see in the Old Testament these offices which are fulfilled by men, which point forward to Christ. And Christ fulfills these offices, these three offices. So what are these three offices? These three officers, it's a funny word when you say it so many times, but these three officers are prophet, priest, and king. Prophet, priest, and king. And if you know about the Bible, you've probably heard these words before. You've heard of a prophet. You might have heard of Jeremiah or Ezekiel. You might have heard of Habakkuk or Elijah, these prophets that come. You might have heard of priests. You might have heard of Aaron or Eli. You might have heard of these priests before. Or even kings. You might know of King David, King Solomon. And these priests, these offices which they are set apart to do, come. And Christ comes to fulfill those offices. And we're going to look at those three offices, the office of prophet, the office of priest, and the office of king. How Christ has come to fulfill those as the promised Messiah.